For a while, it looked like a major highway project across Lake Washington could end up as a bridge to nowhere for nearly 100 immigrant investors. But now, after a long wait, the federal government has given the green light to process the green card applications of those wealthy business people in exchange for their help financing the new floating bridge. Correspondent Tom Bonsi explains.
A provision of immigration law allows well-to-do foreigners to invest their way to American citizenship. The first step is to sink at least $500,000 into a job-creating business. More than 20 middleman companies have sprung up around the Northwest to facilitate such foreign investment in local projects. One of these, called Access the USA, brokered the sale of nearly $50 million worth of bonds for a replacement floating bridge between Seattle and its eastern suburbs. But then the head of that company, Mike Maddox, says the mostly Chinese buyers of those bonds found themselves in bureaucratic limbo.
We waited 20 months. So quite a delay. There are so many rumors, both in the U.S. and in China. They were saying, oh, this project can't make it. It won't be approved. All these things.
Maddox says he and the green card seekers were about to go to federal court to demand the U.S. Immigration Agency make a decision when, without explanation, the approval came. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.